USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia says two drones attacked two major oil facilities in the kingdom, sparking fires. Police are investigating a shooting near a light rail station in downtown Seattle. They say three people were struck by gunfire on Friday night. One of the victims died. Mark Jamison is with the Seattle Police Department.
There may have been some sort of dispute or disturbance up here on the street level, and then it went down into the tunnel where the shooting occurred.
Israel is insisting that it did not spy on the White House. The Israeli government denies a report in Politico that its intelligence service planted cell phone monitoring devices near the White House complex. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has issued a statement labeling the report absolutely false. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The devastated northern Bahama Islands are facing a fresh tropical storm this weekend. The storm, named Huberto, is expected to strengthen into a hurricane, moving close to the northwestern islands. John Cangelosi is with the National Hurricane Center.
We expect it to move very near the northwestern Bahamas, or just to the north of that area on Saturday, and then turn more northward off the Florida coast Sunday and into Monday, and then after that move east away from the U.S.
At least 50 people were killed in the Bahamas from Hurricane Dorian just 2 weeks ago. 1,300 remain missing. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are trying to negotiate a deal. The biggest issues in the talks are plant closings, health care, and wages. Former GM negotiator Art Schwartz says these talks always go to the deadline.
The union has no interest in settling early because if they did, it's showing the members they didn't get everything they could have gotten.
Analysts say there's a good chance they will strike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A popular heartburn medication may be contaminated. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with more.
United States health officials are investigating low levels of a potentially dangerous contaminant in the popular heartburn medication called Zantac. For now, the Food and Drug Administration said patients can continue taking their medications. The agency has now said it detected a probable cancer-causing chemical in the medications, which are sold as both prescription and over-the-counter treatments. FDA officials said the amount of the contaminant barely exceeds levels found in common foods, but the same chemical has been linked to dozens of recalls of blood pressure drugs over the last year. The FDA is still investigating that issue and last month sanctioned a manufacturing plant in India that makes some of the medications. Roughly 80% of the ingredients used in the United States drugs are manufactured overseas.
One national chain is booming right now. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Clothing retailer Old Navy says it's going to open hundreds of new stores across America. The announcement coming during a Gap Investors Day event in New York on Thursday. Old Navy CEO saying the company will almost double its current store count, raising it to about 2,000, with most of the new stores in small markets. Company officials say the plan is to open about 75 new stores a year with a focus on locations that are not in shopping malls. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.